Welcome to the HR Room Podcast, the podcast series from Insight HR, where we talk to business leaders from around Ireland and share their advice on how to create the HR systems and workplace culture that's right for your business. For show notes and bonus content, simply visit www.insighthr.ie/podcast. And remember, if you need any HR support, get in touch with us at Insight HR. Whether it's conducting a complex workplace investigation, filling a gap by providing you with a virtual or on-site HR resource, or providing advice via our HR support line, we'll help you resolve whatever human resources challenge your business is facing. Okay, let's get started.
Welcome to another episode of the HR Room Podcast. I'm Sarah Maher and I'm joined today by Mary Cullen and Liam Barton. Hi guys.
Hi Sarah.
Mary and Liam recently ran a webinar with Adrian Toomey, who's a solicitor with Jacob and Toomey Solicitors, about workplace investigations. And it proved to be extremely popular with a really huge number of attendees and loads of engagement from the audience, loads of questions coming in. So we thought that we'd revisit it for today's podcast, but kind of focus specifically on running a remote investigation. Mary, aside from the obvious techie stuff, do you think that conducting a remote workplace investigation is any different from running a traditional face-to-face investigation?
In some ways, it is. And in lots of ways, it isn't. I mean, the difference being that we're looking at each other on screen and, you know, versus face-to-face. I do think something gets lost in translation when you're looking at people on screen rather than face to face. But that being said, we have been conducting remote workplace investigations since last March successfully, and still able to engage with the either complainant, respondent, witnesses effectively through that media. Now, it can be challenging at times with, you know, unstable internet connections and things like that, but it is possible to do it, and we have been doing it successfully all year.
Liam, when it comes to policy changes, like, are there any that HR needs to actually consider before running a remote workplace investigation?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a number of policy areas that they should consider. Probably, I think one of the largest areas, GDPR, regarding how is evidence that you're gaining throughout the investigatory process, how is that going to be gained? How is it going to be retained or stored, and who is responsible for deleting it? And I think at a minimum, organizations should be looking at their own existing GDPR policies, possibly their policies around dignity at work, communications, IT, social media, and seeing, do those policies provide for a remote investigation? And if they don't, I think it would be a requirement, or it would be something that you should consider, is updating them, because, you know, remote investigations are now becoming, as Mary said, the norm. And the way in which we interact with people is going to change. One of the practical challenges we've come across in the number of the investigations that Mary and I have been involved in is the whole area of communications, and particularly where someone is remote. You know, you're sending emails. We have an issue currently regarding an investigation we're conducting where there's a lack of engagement from one of the people. So, you know, how do you make contact with that person? So, you know, we've sent emails. I think now a registered letter has been sent, and still there's been no engagement. Mm-hmm. So that presents a real practical difficulty in terms of progressing with the investigation, because you're required to progress with the investigation and do it in a speedy and timely fashion. But where you're not getting engagement from the person who's involved in the investigation, it makes it very practical. And, you know, one of the areas might be, well, why don't we just phone this person up and see if she's available or he's available? But do we have a right to access their own mobile number? Have they given authorization to the organization to provide that to a third party in terms of an investigatory process. So I think organizations would want to be really, really careful and sensitive around this area.
It is actually a really interesting point about the privacy in the GDPR, because if people are doing it from their own homes and someone might run it, like come into the room where they are, and you know, that could raise some kind of privacy or GDPR concerns as well. What do you think, Mary?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you can't know who is in a room with someone now. You could conduct an entire process with someone's partner or parent or child or friend or neighbor or priest. Who knows who's sitting in the room while you're conducting an investigation? So I think that does feed back into the whole policy area from an employer perspective. You know, how is company information treated, but specifically when you're doing a workplace investigation, who else might be privy to details about a particular situation? For instance, you could be interviewing a witness remotely. How can you be sure that there's someone else, that someone else is not in that room or not able to hear the discussion that you're having with the individual about something that might be deeply sensitive? At Insight HR, we carry out a range of investigations, you know, from fraud to theft to bullying, harassment, sexual harassment, equality issues. These are all highly, highly sensitive areas. And when you're in a traditional workplace where you can meet people face to face, you know you're in a private meeting room or you're in a private hotel room. You know that nobody else is listening, and you can ask the employee, do you have a recording device? And if you do, put it on the table so we're all aware that you're recording the meeting, or you're not permitted to record the meeting. But it's very difficult to say to someone, is someone in the room with you there? If that person tells you no, you've got to take that at face value.
Yeah.
You can't say, well, you know, scan your camera around so I can see.
That's it. It's all about building that trust as well, isn't it? The two-way trust.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's quite difficult, but it can be done, but it's got to be managed differently, sensitively, with tact, and at the same time ensuring the confidentiality of the investigation at all times.
Yeah, Liam, I know Mary's been conducting loads of workplace investigations this year, and I know you have as well. You've probably quite a lot of experience in it at this stage. In terms of kind of tech or the platforms that you're using, can you suggest any for carrying out remote investigations that you've kind of found really, really helpful or?
Absolutely, Sarah. I think one of the things when you're trying to choose what platform you use is the ease of use and the accessibility for the people that you're going to be interacting with. And I think one of the points you raised yourself is absolutely correct. The whole area of internet connectivity. And I think sometimes we take that for granted, because somebody may be living in a remote area, or they may be in a particular area where they don't have good access to internet. And I think it's important, particularly when you're conducting sensitive investigation interviews, that you try and have a dry run where you go through, well, look, you know, we'll set it up on this particular platform and we'll see how we go. Because, you know, not everyone is a techie, not everyone knows how to access using a password or a code. So typically the forums or the platforms that we would use that I find most accessible and most easy to use would be MS Teams, which I think most people have used successfully. We use Zoom for a range of investigation interviews. They're probably the two we use the most, Sarah. I know there's a number of other in-house platforms that can be used, but typically they're probably the two we use. But I think the usual health warnings apply. Is the person you're sending the link to, are they familiar with this type of software? If you're investigating them, or they're a person who've made an allegation, or they're a witness, they're going to be anxious and concerned. So I think anything that we can do to help them become more familiar with the technology, or to send an email to say, the first step is you open the link. Mm-hmm. We'll have an introductory conversation just to make sure that you're comfortable, that I can hear you and see you successfully. If there's any issue, we can defer the interview to later down the line, just so you have that comfort. Because I think, as you said, it's about building trust. It's about building a connection, because some of the questions we're going to be asking people are quite highly sensitive. And the person may be quite anxious regarding the answers they're given. So as Mary alluded to, having to do it now virtually and remotely is just an additional layer of complexity in the process.
And it's kind of something that, yeah, has been sort of bugging a lot of people, I suppose, since we started working from home, is that thing with the internet connection, like Absolutely. How stable it is it going to drop? Mary, what happens if someone doesn't have stable internet connection in their home and you're trying to conduct this interview and it just keeps dropping?
Funnily enough, Sarah, I just got a notification there 2 seconds ago to say that my internet connection was up. So hopefully it's not affecting this particular podcast. But I have found those kind of difficulties. And it doesn't seem to matter whether people are based in Dublin, Limerick, Cork, you know, or out in the back of beyonds like I am myself in Kilkenny. But, you know, I think when it comes to that connectivity, we do have a problem in Ireland, because, you know, it's not what it should be. And when you've got the whole world operating in a different way, it is more challenging to do it remotely. We have had situations where employers have couriered laptops to people because they didn't have the technology at home, and were saying that they couldn't participate in an investigation process because they didn't have the technology at home. I have found it quite challenging, you know, from a connectivity point of view. But I think if you have a good rapport with the person you're interviewing and with the people that you're dealing with throughout the investigation process, I think a lot of those challenges can be dealt with. And if all comes to all and you really can't conduct it through something like MS Teams or Zoom or another platform because of internet connectivity, I would use a phone and try and use a recording device or something like that, or a phone, and take minutes which you share with the individual. The important thing is to talk to them and try and establish facts, try and get as much information as you possibly can, and do as professional a job as you can.
Yeah, I think a lot of phones do have the inbuilt recording nowadays. So yeah, that's definitely an option if all else fails. I think we might wrap it up there before our internet connections do go. So yeah, thanks a million, guys, and looking forward to catching up with you on the next podcast episode.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks for joining us today on the HR Room Podcast, the podcast series from Insight HR that helps you create the human resources systems and workplace culture that's right for your business. For show notes and bonus content, go to www.insighthr.ie/podcast. That's www.insighthr.ie/podcast. We'd love it if you subscribe, like, and share the show with any friends and colleagues who are looking for fresh ideas on how to create the ideal workplace for their business. And remember, if you need any HR support, get in touch with us at Insight HR. Whether it's conducting a complex workplace investigation, filling a gap by providing you with a virtual or an on-site HR resource, or providing advice via our HR support line, we'll help you resolve whatever human resources challenge your business is facing. Thanks, and see you soon.